Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us, and happy Thursday afternoon. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm your host, this hour. My name is Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show. If you'd like to join our discussion about the big, brutal bill, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Do you think it's going to pass the Senate? What do you think it's going to mean for Wisconsin? Specifically, do you or someone in your family, someone that you may be close to, have you received emergency food assistance? Do you currently rely on Badger Care for your health care? Are you a veteran worried about further closings of Veterans Administration offices throughout the state? Because the amount of spending here in the state of Wisconsin, spending by the federal government for these programs, is simply big, really big. Medicaid, somewhere in the ballpark of $13 billion in Medicaid expenditures by the federal government here in the state of Wisconsin. What happens when people fall off of Medicaid, when they can't access healthcare anymore? They still need healthcare. Who's going to end up paying for that? My suggestion is it's still us. It's just going to be through higher premiums and deductibles as people are forced to show up in emergency rooms. Food share, emergency food assistance, also known as SNAP, that's $1.4 billion here in the state of Wisconsin. That's at risk. So it is really important for us to understand what is at stake with the big, brutal bill. The estimates, according to the Center for American Progress Action Fund, is that 67,000 Wisconsinites may lose their health insurance from Republican-controlled congressional districts. I'm going to repeat that. It's 67,000 people may lose their health insurance from Republican-controlled congressional districts. So yeah, we're talking about Derek Van Orten's district and Brian Stile, Tony Weed, all of those places. It's nearly 100,000 Wisconsinites in total are projected to lose their health insurance. When we turn and look at emergency food assistance, it's nearly 150,000 Wisconsinites will be going hungry because of the big, brutal bill. And of those, nearly 100,000 of them are in Republican-controlled congressional districts. We can also finally look at the number of Wisconsin jobs that are at risk of being eliminated because of the big, brutal bill's elimination of clean energy tax credits. And that number is nearly 3,000. Of that, 2,500 of those jobs are in Republican congressional districts. So what are they doing? And what is the purpose of all of this? It's not going to make Medicaid any more efficient. People still want to cheat on it. They're going to figure that out. The vast majority of people on Medicaid work full-time already. They are properly eligible. So it's not about any of that. It's about giving more tax cuts for the ultra-wealthy, and I mean folks with $50 million in the bank or more, and it's about giving tax cuts to the megacorporations of the world. For what? So that we're sicker, poorer, hungrier, even more existentially anxious than we are today? And the big, brutal bill, it's going to cost Wisconsin taxpayers so much more as well. These estimates from the Wisconsin Policy Foundation is that the big, brutal bill will cost Wisconsinites somewhere in the ballpark of $285 to $320 million more per year to have less health care in our state. Make this make sense. Ken from Stoughton, texting in from WMDX, says a family member was a single parent working with what most would call a decent job. The employer provided health insurance premium meant that his family member couldn't pay rent. So that family member used Badger Care. I'm certain there are stories like this throughout the state. And I think one of the questions that we all have to look at is, I think that Republicans have long relied on the assumption by many of their voters in their base that the cuts, the brutality, the cruelty, their base assumed it was never going to affect them. They weren't the targets. But I guarantee you, you are the target of the cuts. You, your family members, a coworker maybe, you and me and our communities will be hurt and hurt badly by the big brutal bill. And it just makes the deficit worse by trillions and trillions of dollars. So none of this makes any sense at all. Now, to return to where we began the segment and a bit before, with this parliamentarian introducing and saying, hey, some of these provisions just don't work. Now, Senate Republicans are promising to rework that state Medicaid provider tax provision, but I don't think they're going to hit that July 4th deadline. If they do, it's going to be just like what happened in the House, where this sucker is rewritten and then passed in the middle of the night. And let me suggest to you, if you're going to rip food out of the mouths of kids in the state of Wisconsin, if you're going to rip people's health care away from them in the state of Wisconsin, despite the fact that they're working full-time jobs, don't do it in the middle of the night. Stand up and defend that in the bright light of day and tell us why it's a good idea. Tell us why tax cuts for billionaires and 100 millionaires and mega corporations are worth kids going hungry. Cuts to veteran benefits and making life-saving health care inaccessible to many Wisconsinites. I don't think so. We continue this discussion on the other side right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.